Kyle, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Have things settled down a little bit after the governor's State of the State message?
Yeah, I think so. I think right now the lawmakers are getting their heads around exactly what they heard from last week's State of the State message and starting to put some bills together and get their committee structures going so they can hash out some of these proposals that he put out there and hopefully get some things passed. As far as they're concerned, the Republicans are in charge. He said that Rick Snyder said some things that they agree with, the item pricing law, nixing that, being, I think, top on the list for them. And I think there's going to be some bills and some discussion on that fairly soon.
Now, it seems like there's going to be have to be some concessions with this, because I know there are a lot in business who want the scanners and that the not only the individual pricing be taken away, but they don't want to even have to deal with pricing the front of the shelves. But I know a lot of folks would probably go along with the bill if they took away the individual pricing but put those prices right on the front of the shelves.
Yeah, I think you're right, Tony, and I think that's why we're going to go through a committee process and find out exactly what can be done to alleviate concerns, I think, from consumer groups that this is just going to be a way for businesses to just throw things on the shelves and then give us junky scanners where we really don't know how much anything's going to cost at all. I think there will be some requirements here for stores that don't want to individually price their items. And it's good, though. I mean, I think the technology has gotten to a point where it's something that can be done. You know, the folks who want to eliminate the item pricing law kind of put out a little ground cover for themselves yesterday when they released the study that was commissioned and conducted by the Anderson Economic Group that said that the item pricing law in Michigan costs $2 billion a year. And I guess the number they come up with here is based on the amount of man time and woman time that it takes to individually mark all of these different cans and items that are in the store. Now, one might argue, though, I mean, are the stores really doing that right now? Is there really any enforcement? But the fact is that's what the law is, and that's what they're supposed to be doing.
You know, Kyle, I wonder how much impact it had that the former Attorney General, Frank Kelly, who was just a huge proponent of this, said that, well, times have changed. Maybe it's time to change this law.
I think it had an impact. You know, folks also got to realize that Frank Kelly is a lobbyist now, and his firm, Kelly Cawthorn, represents Walmart as one of their clients. But the fact remains that for years and years and years, Frank Kelly, as our Attorney General, was adamant about keeping our item pricing law. But, you know, times have changed, though, in 10 years. I mean, the technology has gotten a lot better. And so if the stores are able to make it happen without the individual stickers, and Frank Kelly believes so, I think that holds a lot of weight. People think of Frank Kelly as their attorney general. They don't think of him as the lobbyist in Lansing.
The bridge, is that issue going to come to the forefront, or is that going to stay on the back burner?
No, I think that has to be in the forefront. You know, the fact that Rick Snyder was able to wiggle out that deal with the federal government to allow us to use the Canadians' money for our own federal match to get our highway funds is just a huge, huge win for those who want to see that second bridge. There has just been a lot of hand-wringing in Lansing for the last year or so about how on earth are we going to pay for the federal match that we owe and get billions of dollars from the federal government to pave our roads. We don't want to raise our gas tax, so what do? Well, this solves the problem for the next 2 years. So all we got to do is sign on the dotted line and say that we're going to go ahead and do this. You know, the Republicans who were opposed to DRIC last year, this Detroit River International Bridge Crossing, opposed it, I think, more because it was kind of a Granholm proposal. You know, the Democrats were supporting it. So it became kind of this partisan issue where they could take this philosophical position that, hey, a private business owner is offering the bridge. Why do we need a public bridge as well? Well, now that Rick Snyder has cut this new deal, now all of a sudden the conditions are a lot better for them. It's a lot amicable. It's more politically supportive. And I also think that folks who support the DRIC proposal got, I think they've been helped a lot by this news coverage of Matty Maroon, who owns the Ambassador Bridge. There's been a lot of news coverage about his political donations to politicians in office, and I think that that seems a little unseemly to folks in the general public, and maybe the politicians don't necessarily want to be tied to that, feel like they're, you know, on the take or whatever. So I think they want to distance themselves from that. I would be very surprised if this Drick proposal doesn't get through by the 4th of July.
Kyle, any word on what's going to be done budget-wise with Health and Human Services and corrections, especially corrections? As we've talked about many times on this program, it costs more than $35,000 per prisoner per year for us to incarcerate a man in the prison system here in Michigan, while in Indiana it's only slightly more than $25,000 per year.
I think on the Health and Human Services side, I think we're going to see more partnerships with the private sector. I think we're going to see more managed care within our Medicaid system. With corrections, Snyder really hasn't given any indication where he's going with that, but the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, John Walsh, has already said that he wants to take a look at our sentencing guidelines and see if there's some sentencing guidelines that are a little out of whack compared to our neighboring states. You know, another thing, though, about corrections, I'm thinking about it, is this whole idea of how much it costs in Michigan to house a prisoner compared to other states. You know, other states around us, Illinois, Minnesota, Ohio, Indiana, their cost per prisoner is a lot lower than Michigan, and there's a lot of discussion about why that is, because it's not as if our correctional officers make exorbitantly more than other states. In fact, they're right in line. And I think Rick Snyder is going to be taking a very hard look at that. And is this a middle management issue? Do we have too many people in the middle and not enough people on the ground? Is that what the issue is? Whatever it is, I think he wants to get to the bottom of that. You know, sentencing is one thing, but if we got a clunky system and we can weed out the bureaucracy a little bit, make things a little bit more effective and cost efficient, I think he's going to go that route.
Anything happen so far in the first couple of days of this week that surprised you?
Well, I think Governor Granholm's decision to go to the University of California to teach with her husband Dan Mulhern, not necessarily a surprise, but definitely newsworthy. I mean, the governor has been being very secret about what she's going to do with her career post-governorship, and it looks like she's got a lot of sticks in the fire to make some money outside of being a professor or an instructor there at the University of California, Berkeley, her alma mater. She's going to be on a speaking tour. She's going to be writing a book with her husband, Dan Mulhern, and she's going to be on Meet the Press as a regular contributor. It's going to be a paid position, and I would imagine that if she does well on that stage, and I imagine she will do well, I think that we're going to see a show from Jennifer Granholm on MSNBC. Maybe she'll be the next Keith Olbermann. I don't know. And it looks like that spot's opened up now, but I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more from Jennifer Granholm on the national stage and in the cable networks.
All right. Go to the MIRS newsletters, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find out what's going on with state government. Kyle, what's that website?
It's MIRSnews.com, MIRSnews.com.
Love it, love it, love it. Take care, Kyle. We'll talk with you soon.
Hey, thanks, Tony. My pleasure.